In today's podcast, we receive a challenge from Paul to grow in strength and love. Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exist to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus through equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. So, have you ever had, times when you just felt like you are going through the motions of life? I mean, you've been doing your routine and you just feel like every day is just like the last one, right? It seems like you're lacking passion and purpose, and that maybe you had in seasons past, maybe you never had those, and this is what you've come to expect out of life, right? If that's true for you, it could be that you are likely one that Paul is talking to today in 1 Corinthians. If we aren't careful, a day where we are maybe off our game in the spirit can become two, can become a week, a month, and so on. Leaning into God's presence daily, we find His Spirit will awaken us to readiness, to strength, and love for each and every day where it's coming against the lethargy, the compromise, and the selfishness that the world convinces us is just a part of the journey of life on this planet. Now, Paul in 1 Corinthians 16 today has a couple of verses of challenge in the midst of some instructions on weekly giving, plans to visit, and final greetings that he has. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 16, 13 through 14, be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong, let all that you do be done in love. Now, it is as though he wants to make sure before penning the final words of this first letter to the church in Corinth that he gives them a quick summative challenge regarding the places that he knows they need more of God's help. Now, firstly, he says to be watchful, right? One can assume that his concern is that they might miss not only what God is doing, but the places that the enemy would be attempting to lull them to sleep. It's easy if we're not watchful to drift into the sleep from the enemy's lullaby of comfort and worldly enjoyment. Being watchful would mean that you stay alert. You be on the lookout for temptation and sin that is often hiding, waiting to take us down if we're not aware. But then he says, stand firm in the faith. Now, in today's ever-drifting culture, it is easy to slowly compromise on what God says and twist a word or a meaning here and there to make things a bit more comfortable in this life. Stand firm in who God is and what He says, and don't let the waves of today and tomorrow sway you to the left or to the right. Thirdly, He calls them to strength. Strength, which makes you believe here that there was a concern about potential cowardice or fearfulness, that he wanted to remind them that's not of God. Over and over, God's word calls us to fear not and to be strong, not simply strong in our own power, but strong in the Lord. Leaning into God's strength is what it means to be a man of God, a woman of God. He is the strength we need, and that is the call, to trust in Him and not in our own chariots and horses. And lastly, and even most strangely, he now says, be loving. Now, the first three reprimands or challenges are for a bolder, more vigilant, almost warrior-like, on the front lines type of challenge, right? Watch, standing firm, being strong. But now he says, and do it all in love. This is a call to charity and sacrifice. Be watchful, standing firm, and being strong in love is talking about the motivation for it all. not just these three things, but all of life. Jesus was motivated by love when he went to the cross, and we are to be motivated by love in all we do. Even in Ephesians, Paul tells the church in Ephesus there, tells the men to love their wives as Christ loved the church. He gave himself up for her. This is the picture of love that we are to keep in our metaphorical wallets as a continual reference. It's a love of self-sacrifice and elevating others' needs above our own. Keeping watchful as a shepherd watches over the sheep. Standing strong to be sure that no wolves enter in. And being courageous to battle against enemies that come against the flock. Now, I know I'm evoking pastoral and shepherding images here, but who's your flock? Is it your family, your loved ones, your friends, your team that you lead, brothers or sisters you do life with, a ministry or a microchurch even that you oversee? Be encouraged that love is the driver and your watchful strength is the call. Will you answer today? Let's pray right now for God's Spirit to help us in that journey. Father God, we thank you that your word constantly wakes us up. Your Spirit wakes us up. That your voice beckons us to turn our head back towards you. Lord God, we ask that you would remind us as we go through our journeys here today and the days to come of the places where we could be distracted. The places where we could be tempted to drift off into sleep. Lord God, remind us to stay back on the wall, watching, listening, responding to life from a motivation of love, Lord God, and give us the strength. Your Spirit is our strength. You are our strength, Lord God. Help us to be strong in you, to trust in you, to submit in you, and to receive our power from you, our source, Lord God. Empower us today to stand guard, to stand firm, and to be strong in you and all through a motivator of love. Help us to get out of our self-love, that whole pattern of just loving ourselves, oh God, but that we would lean into loving you and loving others. Through you, we can do it. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys. Well, that is another episode on Five by the Fire. I hope y'all are digging it. Let me know in the website, 5bythefire.org, if you've got any thoughts, comments, places where you might want to see or hear things differently. Not hear things differently. You know, the word is the word. But I can present it in a different manner. Be on the lookout for 2022. I know it's like just September, but I'm already thinking about things that we're going to be doing differently. Five by the Fire actually is going to transform, and I'll tell you about that later. Make sure that you leave comments if you're watching on the YouTube or on Instagram or on Facebook, and share it with a friend, because I know people will be blessed by this. All right, and I'll see you guys back here tomorrow on Five by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing. Peace.